Oh, my God. Look what I found. Here's an elected official who appears, at least, to care about you and your money.
The Congressional Budget Office found that the flood program tends to benefit the wealthy and that 23% of the subsidized coastal properties were not even the policy's primary residence. So one out of five homes that the taxpayer, people who don't live on the Gulf Shore, people who don't live on the Atlantic coast, people who don't live on the Pacific Ocean, people who live in middle America are insuring the second homes of rich people. One in five of the homes being insured are rich people. Ordinary taxpayers in Kansas or Kentucky are asked to pay for the insurance for the second home of rich people. How in the world would that make any sense?
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, this seems clear as day, right? The average taxpayer should not be forced to pay for some other guy's flood insurance on his or her second home. I'm Rick Sanchez. This is Journalistically Speaking. And what Rand Paul is saying is common sense, right? No, not to this guy.
Madam President, with respect, I decline the request to modify.
There you go. You heard him. He declines. He declines. So Rand Paul goes at him again. But I'm going to stop here for just a moment and remind you of something, all right? These guys in the House and in the Senate, when they run for office, they always say the same shit, right? They always say they're going to be looking out for you, for the taxpayer, and they're going to bring down the debt, by golly. That's what they say when they want your vote. But what you just saw is the reality of what happens when they actually get elected and when they get to Congress. Okay, so here's the good news. Rand Paul, he's going to try again. He's going to try again by remodifying his modification. Here it is.
So let the record reflect that I offered to amend this program, let it go on, and we would exclude only the homes of people who have homes, second homes, over $500,000. And that was rejected. So I have another offer. This will be the Second Amendment. And this offer will be, if $500,000 for your second home means you're still poor and you need help from the government, what about if your second home costs $2 million?
So there's Rand Paul saying, okay, let's make it so that somebody with a $2 million second home, $2 million, doesn't get the government cheese. Surely his colleagues, including this guy with the exaggerated and almost fake-sounding Southern accent, is going to go along with that, right? Wrong. Kennedy says no again. Why? Here's why.
And if you let this program expire, you're not going to only hurt working women and working men who are trying to buy a home. You're going to destroy the real estate market as well.
Ah, so that's what he's protecting. The real estate industry. Son of a bitch. So what do I do? I went to my favorite website, right? OpenSecrets.org. I looked up real estate industry to see how much they pay out, dole out. You know how much they gave to people like Senator Kennedy so they can keep getting elected over and over again? They doled out more than $5 million to Congress, and 94% of it goes only to the incumbents. The guys they know are a sure bet, like, I guess, John Kennedy. This is what the corporate media hides from you. You never see it. And this is a microcosm of how we got into this situation where our debt-to-GDP ratio, remember that term, debt-to-GDP ratio, in other words, what we owe versus what we produce, is completely upside down. Imagine if you ran your household like this. It's a whoppingly irresponsible 123%. That's our debt-to-GDP ratio. And that's among the worst in the entire world. Even the UK does better. They're at 101%. China and India at around 80 to 90%. Russia's at about 15%. So why do so few politicians give a shit about this? You know why? You know why they don't give a shit about taxpayers or their money? You know why they don't give a shit about you? Because you're not a donor. You're not where they get the money. But you know who is a donor? You know who does give him the money? The guy with the $2 million second home on the beach. That's who. And in this incredibly corrupt political system that the corporate and mainstream media doesn't even tell you about, that is all that matters. That's all that matters. Money controls politics in our country. It's horrible. And with each election cycle, it doesn't get better. Gets worse. I'm Rick Sanchez, and this is Journalistically Speaking. Jay Speak for short. Subscribe and let me know what you think.